in the rest of the world. This is GJ Marbella, 24/7 on Zeno. Our internet radio service of the GJRB online networks. And obviously, I didn't have my theme opening ready. So we're just going to start out dry again. I've got to get that set up. But I just didn't get my opening theme set up yet. Sometimes I forget to do that. So I'm going to jump right in there and say welcome to the Saturday show here on GJR. I'm going to find my theme, the Gary Russin Saturday show. Here we go, the opening. I'm going to throw that into the quick cards and play it. So here we go.
Now from the GJRB studios in Clinton, Iowa, it's time for the Gary Russin Saturday Show, featuring music and great conversation to brighten you Saturday afternoon. Let the Saturday fun begin on GJRB Online, on Podbean, and on GJRB 247. Here he is, Gary Russin.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere across America, and welcome to the Gary Russin Saturday Show on GJR Radio on Podbean. Getting ready for another fabulous show, unlike yesterday. It's kind of one of those disasters that we'd kind of rather forget, if you know what I mean. Yeah, one of those days. Welcome to the Saturday show for the GJR Studios on Clinton's North End, just above the Lion Shopping District. We bring you from the GJR Podbean Zeno Studios. We bring you another edition of the Gary Russin Saturday Show here on GJR Radio on Podbean, GJR 247 on Zeno.fm as well. As we're heard on both ends, and it's working real good today. As a matter of fact, I checked my sound through my FM, and I can go through that right now and turn that on. Okay, sounded good. I have my FM on there, and it sounded real good. So we're ready to go. We're raring to go here as we get started now. As I told you before, this is going to be a preview redo of yesterday's Way Out There preview show, the disaster we call the preview show, because of what happened yesterday. We're going to combine today's show with Way Out There, the Way Out There show with the Saturday show. So it's going to be a combination of both shows. Because that yesterday being the disaster that it was, we're going to do a makeup today. Because, you know, we need to do that because of the massive screw-up that we had yesterday. And I got to tell you, I was thinking yesterday, I didn't get too upset yesterday. I was kind of upset, but it kind of turned out for the better in a way. Want to welcome Cart Simpson to the room and Chuck to the room. Remember, folks, I'm going to do right now is we're going to close the lines because we do not open the lines till after I open up my show with my morning, with my monologue and specific information. So I'd rather do that first before I open up the lines. So again, if you're begging, you're a troll because I will not be run by you. This is my radio show. This is how I run it. I'm the program director of this radio station, and this is how things are run. So just remember that. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you for liking the show. I'm a program director of this station. And this is how I like it to run. And did you notice, Chuck, that the person at the top, which was, let me see who that was, Cart Simpson. You have to wonder about that Cart Simpson because I think it was a troll. They sat there, and as soon as I said, this is my show, this is how I run it, and this is how I run it, you know, the monologues first, he disappeared. So it just goes to show. It really does. It really just goes to show. And, whatever the case. Anyway, this is a show preview about the future of Way Out There, some of the future shows. I've always had the same type of Way Out There, basically, for a lot of years, replaying interviews of other shows. And it's time now that I do my own interviews. Because I want to confess, some of those interviews were cut, spliced from recent Coast to Coast shows with George Norrie. So I said, I'm going to be careful that Premiere doesn't get after me for that. So I decided I need to have my own guests. So I'm working on that. I found there's a new guest bank for podcasters. I had one called Pod Chasers, but it really doesn't have guests with the topics I want. So I'm going to go with another one that I was told by Eric, who's the Old Man Show. And he referred me to another guest bank that is just as good. And it's got some interviews with people who are deal with the paranormal, with UFOs, with different stuff like that. But and I wanted to do other, you know, topics on Way Out There. One of them is I want to have guests talking about dreams and nightmares, because that is one of those things that now I had several years ago when I was still on Spreaker. I had a guy, I can't remember, J.M. DeBoard. And I tried to get back a hold of him because I wanted him back on as a guest. He was a dream interpreter, and I haven't had the chance to try again to get a hold of him. I got a hold of him through Reddit, and I'm not sure he's still there. I signed up for Reddit, so I'm thinking maybe I could get a hold of him again. Because he was real good with that kind of stuff. He was a real interesting guest that I had on that time. And I'm hoping maybe sometime I could have him on again. Referring him, of course, here to Podbean to be on the panel. But we'll see what we can do as far as having the guest be here and hear the people coming over the board here on Podbean. So it's kind of going to be kind of tricky to see if that will even work, but we'll see what happens. I really don't know yet whether that's going to pan out. We'll see. But let's see what happens. And also, talk more about the afterlife. I do have a segment on Way Out There called The Afterlife. I had a good theme to that. A Christian band did it. And I'm going to try to get that song back. It was my theme. And basically, I'd like to have guests who have crossed over into the afterlife, who died on the table during a surgery or something of that sort, and come on the show and talk about their experiences coming, you know, being in the afterlife, maybe seeing heaven, maybe seeing hell, whatever the case, and come back and tell us about it. You know, if that is what they feel comfortable doing. So that'd be something I'm going to do in the future on this program. I think that would be a cool topic and, you know, get some people involved. It would be real interesting to see, what would come out of that. And, maybe even try to, get them as a guest on the show. It would be really cool. So that's something I'm going to look into. Basically, only because I think there would be something that I think would interest a lot of people, you know, being able to, you know, talk about their experiences on the other side, because it's one, you know, that has always been a really good topic for me. I like talking about it on here. It's cool. All right, let's see what else we're going to get in here too now that I'm talking about. And if you want to get in on the show, you're welcome to do that. We'll do that coming up after the heartbreak. Technically not having a heartbreak. I just want to get through my monologue. And we're going to do straight hour here as a podcast, hour and a half actually. And then at 4:30, we're going to do a board switch, and I'm going to do a heartbreak. I split the show in half because 90 and 90 equals 3 hours. On a time calculator, figured that I could split this show with 3 hours, split this show in half. First hour and a half, open up monologue, solo, what have you. Second hour and a half will be free form all the way to the end of the show. And then I won't have to have them bugging me for a 2-minute warning at 5:00 and to do a board flip with only 1 hour left. I have an hour and a half on each side, you know, 3 to 4:30, and then 4:30, 5 till about 6:00. When we get done here, that's when we have Alex Garrett coming up next on our 24-hour stream, GJR 247. Alex Garrett's fabulous. You ever get a chance to check it out? I discovered him where did I discover him at? Well, let's see where I discovered him at. Spreaker. He was on Spreaker. And he's a real interesting guy. He is. He is. One you have to check out. He's still on Spreaker. He is a New York reporter, and he works for the Salem Network. And Alex Garrett is real interesting. He has a disability, you know, a handicap, but he doesn't let that stop him. He does not let that stop him. He is absolutely incredible on that count. He can really tell you some interesting things. He's a good guest. I'd like to have him as a guest again, because Alex Garrett is incredible. He does a really good show. If you ever get a chance, go to Spreaker.com and just type in Alex Garrett, and you'll come up with One Leg Up, which is one of his that we're going to be airing right after we're done here. And there's a couple of other ones on sports. And he's a very good interviewer. He gets right down to the questions. And he does a show. He's incredible. Check out Alex Garrett. He is good. He really is. Alex Garrett at 6:00, and then at 8:00 Central Time, the best of Way Out There. That's right. We'll have Way Out There after this, but it's going to be a Way Out There show from back 4 years ago. It's an old Way Out There from 4 years ago, dated February 21st, 2020. So that'll be a good show to listen to. That's coming up right after we're done here on the GJR 24-hour stream. And that is located on Zeno.fm, or just go to my website, GaryJ655.wixsite.com/website. Go to the Listen Live page and just click click either one or two widgets. There's one at the top that says GJRB or GJR 247. Or just go down to the bottom of the page. There's a nice real maroon colored widget, and that is another source for a stream. So either one of those two is the same thing. So just check that out. And right after we're off the air, you'll hear Christian programming from WGJR Worldwide. We need to talk. Nick B, welcome to the room. This is the Gary Russin Saturday Show / Way Out There Show, because we're making up some lost time from Way Out There, which got messed up yesterday because of some audio issues. So I'm doing it today. But anyway, getting back to that, we're gonna talk about that. I want to have guests to talk about horror movies, how bad spirits can come through your TV. That's right, and come through your TV if you're watching this stuff. You know, be careful what you watch as a Christian. That's what I say. You know, I was a big horror movie fan. I wanted to be a horror movie host at one time on a local UHF station back in Pittsburgh. It's fun. So I want to talk about that. Guests talking about conspiracies and regarding UFOs. I wanted to talk about that more, realizing that UFOs are nothing more than a deception. As I said yesterday, folks, and me and Black Dragons agree, aliens, there is no aliens. We're aliens for Jesus. Did you know that? We're aliens for Jesus. We don't belong in this world. Remember that. This whole thing with UFOs being sighted in different parts, you have to ask yourself one question. Have you ever seen a UFO in your area? I haven't ever seen one in my area. I'm in Iowa on the border of Illinois, bordering the Mississippi River. And as long as I've lived here, I have never seen anything in the sky. Nothing. Nothing at all. And those sounds that call trumpets, you know, why is this not heard? If they're supposed to be heard all over the world, why am I not hearing it here in Iowa? Well, there's a thing called HAARP, which is a government project. And HAARP is also creating these sounds that are trumpets. Because if there were actual trumpet sounds, if it actually trumpets from heaven, we would hear them all over the world. You wouldn't just hear them in South Africa, Israel, in those parts of the world. You wouldn't just hear it in Arizona and New Mexico. You'd be hearing it all over the freaking world. You know what I'm saying? So don't give me that stuff that, you know, about aliens and stuff like that, UFOs, because again, I have not seen one either here in the Quad Cities, in Moline, in Rock Island. I lived in Moline, Illinois for a lot of years. Okay. Worked for a public television station. We had surveillance cameras outside the studio over there looking the tower. And as long as I worked there at that station, there was no UFO coming over our WQPT public television station tower. No, never happened. You know, I mean, this stuff, you know, realize that sometimes they create this stuff. Okay, they create this stuff. You know, they can make all kinds of things appear through what is called Photoshop. Hi, Tick. Welcome to the Saturday Show. Glad you could stop in and visit. We're opening up the Gary Russin Saturday Show, complete nonstop for now, the next hour and a half. And then we'll split the show at 4:30 and come back with another hour and a half or so until 6 o'clock when we bring in Alex Garrett. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying before, conspiracy regarding UFOs and how they are received is a deception, folks. Also have some segments with Linda Moulton Howe, which, believe me, I like to talk to her about a few things about UFOs. Also UFOs, more glitches in the Matrix. I want to do more on that. Have things with parallel realities and time travel and doppelgangers. You know, people who look like us, sound like us, could be us from another alternate reality. Think about that one. I want to get into that with a guest. So those are some of the things we're going to be doing on future shows. And, of course, this year, like I said before, we talked about it. Black Dragons has talked about it. I'm going to be joining him in the fall with his World of the Paranormal And we're going to get into more of that stuff. It's going to get even better in the fall when me and Black Dragons get working on that, the world of the paranormal on his side. So we're going to really be doing a lot of really good stuff with this strange and the bizarre and the unusual. It's going to get even better. It really is. We got some really good stuff coming. Along with that, I'm going to talk about our program schedule and what we got planned. I got something different planned for our spring spectacular 2024. The schedule on the website, GaryJ655.wixsite.com, on the schedule page, that schedule is going to get varied a little bit. There's been some changes since that schedule has been written. And I'm going to be making those changes in that schedule on that website. So I've got a lot of work to do. As Black Dragons and I said yesterday, radio work is never done, folks. We just keep going. It just, you know, there's always a lot of stuff to do in radio. All kinds of stuff to do in radio. So it's like, you have to really keep going. Because there's more projects to do in radio, more projects, and I've got a lot to do regarding some of the programs. Okay, Nick B liked the show. Thank you, Nick. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Big congratulations and shout out goes to the Old Man Podcast. Yeah, he reached a goal this week. And it's fabulous. So I want to congratulate him on it. I think it's 200,000 plus, something like that, podcast and listeners. So big congratulations to him. And you can check out the Old Man's Podcast Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. That's when he starts because he is out of Vancouver. You want to check him out, the Old Man's Podcast on here on Podbean. No, he always does a great show in the morning. So check him out. Of course, Friday mornings during our schedule, we'll be carrying the Old Man's Podcast live right here on GJR 247. So you'll be able to hear the Old Man's Podcast right here. So yeah, a lot of stations, we're carrying it. So it's gonna, it's only one day a week because I pretty much got the rest of my schedule on that stream booked. So, I mean, it'll be a while before we really get a full schedule where, he might be on every morning. But a lot of times I'm not here in the morning. And to put the Old Man Podcast on, I have to be here because I have to manually start it because I'm carrying a podcast live over my stream on the 24-hour, and I have to manually start it in order for it to broadcast. So, and we have Yancey, the governor, in the chat room. Welcome. Welcome to the Saturday show. This is the Gary Russin Saturday show on GJR 247 and the Xena stream. But right here, GJR Radio on Podbean. We have two stations, two streams right now going at the same time. So if you are so inclined to check that out, that's on my webpage, GaryJ655.wixsite.com/website. I'm going to make sure that I put that website in my profile here on the Podbean. I need to do that because then this way people can follow the stream on the Xena as well and check out our Christian radio station on the other side there. Two streams on Xena. That's WGJR Worldwide. And right now I'm not really going live there because I've been having trouble getting the butt broadcaster to code right to get me on there. So basically it's just pre-recorded shows and Christian rock right now until I get that fixed. So it's going to be a while before we get into that. It's a project in the making at this point. But then the other stream I'm going to talk about here in just a little bit is one that me and Black Dragons, we're radio professionals, and I'm pretty sure that Tick Radio understands that, and we do this for the sake of radio. And with that in mind, me and Black Dragons both have another stream going on, and that's over on what is known as caster.fm. And it's the caster.fm, the cloud. And there it's going to be a radio station on there called Memories Radio. And what that's going to be is old-time radio, classic radio shows, and we're going to talk about that coming up as well. So check that out. But meanwhile, it is time to check out our weather on the fives and check the weather across the nation here on the Saturday show. And some really interesting weather in different parts of the country at this point. And a lot of people have had snow. We had some yesterday, and it's gone already. It's just that it's gone. I went out and got, and there's only maybe patches left from yesterday's snow on the ground. That's it. Just patches. The snow just kind of like disappeared. It's gone practically almost. So, you know, wow to that. It's just crazy, isn't it? It's just like all that snow that, you know, kind of went and disappeared on us. So, well, whatever. Anyhow, let's do our weather on the fives right now. Get into this here and check it out. Okay, and let's see here. Heavy rain and a few thunderstorms will impact the eastern seaboard through Saturday for portions of New England. Heavy snow and strong winds are expected for the Intermountain West. There's a large complex storm now, which is being forecast to develop the track across the plains this weekend. Strong winds, heavier mountain snow, and lower elevations are expected. Snowfall intensity increased in the plains by tomorrow. And we'll keep an update on that and keep you up to date on the Weather on the Fives. We're not able to bring you Weather on the Fives from Weather Nation for a while until I fix the problem there. The connection is lost, so I can't really give you Weather on the Fives from Weather Nation anymore for a while until I fix that connection. I really got to clean this studio, because this studio is a horrid mess. Excuse the expression, but it is a terrible mess. I have so much junk lying around. And a lot of mess that I, you know, I'm telling you, it seems like I collect more junk, and it's getting to be looking like I'm a hoarder, but I'm not. I just have a lot of junk that I need to get rid of. And it's because this apartment that I'm living in is a one bedroom, and there's only so much you can put in a one bedroom apartment in storage. It's just zero storage. And right now, possibility that we could be looking at a different place to live eventually. Because I really want a place that I can put some decent storage and I can have a nice studio. It's a little bigger than being in here, because this studio, bedroom studio, is too small. I mean, I have just a cubicle right now, just a little space. And that space gets taken up pretty quick. That's pretty much it. I don't know. I need to get more room. I need to develop more room in here. But that's going to come in the future when I have the time to do it. You know, with all the radio show stuff I'm doing, getting stuff ready for future shows, I get overwhelmed, to a point where, you know, I don't know what to do about it. You know, it's really a bummer. It is. It's crazy. I'm trying to check in my stream. That's what you heard. That was coming out of the radio. That's coming out of my FM signal. Let's see here. I'm going to go here. Checking out just a little bit here. And the other phone I have Podbean in. So that I'm hearing both to make sure that the sound quality is coming through. So I do that. And then what I'll do sometimes is switch over to the radio if I get a call in, because the radio I can crank up a little higher than the board, and I can hear, especially Black Dragons comes in. It's soft, and I have to bring him up on the board a little bit. And yesterday was a mess. It was echoing. I had a real bad echo issue yesterday. It was like suddenly boom, 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 boom. And my voice was starting to, get my, you know, echo in my last word is echoing like 20 times 10. And it was like, what the heck? And I was having some sound issues yesterday, really bad. And I had to go off the air twice and reboot my computer because it was acting really crazy. And so I get to the point where I need to clean my computer before I go on the air, because if I don't, things get messed up. Tig goes, I feel you. Sometimes we need to take a break and prioritize things. Yeah. And the thing about it is, I need to write things down that I need to do, and I need to write them in a certain order. Because I think I would do that, I wouldn't get so overwhelmed with things. That's the issue. Things pile up, and I think I'll never get what I want to get done. And then I get upset, and it just gets crazy. It really does. Alrighty, well, let's see here. I'm going to see if there's anything else on my monologue that I need to talk about. Here's what's going to happen here. Me and Black Dragons, like I said, we're talking about this world of the paranormal. We're going to do, we're going to talk about cryptids like Dogman, other creatures, Mothman. We've talked about Mothman a couple of times, a lot of scary stuff. And I wanted to do a show on what is known as, and it's a section, I can't remember where exactly that's at. There's a section, there's an area that is known as Skinwalker Ranch. And that's a real scary day. I played a couple of stories on previous shows about the Skinwalker Ranch, and they're pretty darn scary. So we're gonna get into that on the world of the paranormal with Black Dragons when he gets to that point in the fall. When we have the world of the paranormal, but in the fall, my fall season programming, we'll talk about later. I got a lot of stuff coming. I mean, it's going to get really good. Oh, it's in Utah, Yancey. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I've heard that Skinwalker Ranch is really, there are people who have seen all kinds of weird stuff, and skinwalkers alone are scary. They're demons too. I played a couple of stories that I think from a previous Way Out There show, one called The Mocker, played, and it was a story that was from what a feature that I use that's called Swamp Dweller. And I got into Swamp Dweller because of Dave Scott's Spaced Out Radio, and he has some really weird stories. And the one guy that did the glitch in the Matrix, Paranormal Uprising, something like that, he quit, which is a kind of a shame because he is telling some really good stories. I have a few of the past ones on there, but that was the one that had the story about that kid who went into another dimension and was lost in this dimension. It was really weird. He was on a farm. And we walked through this one corridor in his grandparents' house, and he was in a different place. And that was pretty weird. I played that earlier Way Out There. So you'll be listening to that on a future episode when we replay. Yeah, just look for that on our 24-hour stream, GJR247. I replay an old Way Out There show, and I'll pull that episode out. It's real interesting. Yeah, it was. All righty. So I got past the, would have been our Heartbreak. So I don't have that Heartbreak on here. So we're just going right, moving right along. Just gotta mention that you're listening to the Saturday Show, and it's being brought to you today by Podbean. Yeah, you too can be a radio personality here on Podbean, like me, Black Dragons, Tick, and so many others. All you got to do is just sign up for Podbean, sign up for that, get an account, and get started. And there, you know, you get 2 hours for free. You can't beat this. You know, you get in there and you can get on other people's podcasts, and just don't troll, because, you know, that's not nice for other people who are trying to put on a decent show. And we've been having that trolling issue on here recently. So, you know, I mean, if you're going to have an account and you're listening to this right now and you're not in Podbean, you know, get an account, but get an account and be, you know, be good, you know, be legit. Okay. Be legit. Go in there and get in and check out Explore Podcast, you know, do what the old man says, pod hopping. We sent a gift. Thank you very much for that. Thank you so much, Chuck, for that gift. I appreciate that. All right. Anyway, as I was saying before, get in there. You know, get it. You know, get a show started. Or, like I said, hang out the podcast, like me, Black Dragons. Old Man Podcast, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central Time, 7 Pacific. You know, get into shows like Big Chief Thunder or, Tick. She has some great shows, plays some good music. You know, and just, you know, get to know us. Don't be an imp. Do be in there and have fun with the show. But don't, don't try to troll it and come in here and tell us what to do with our show, because that's not being nice. It really isn't. So, just remember that, And that's why sometimes I don't always open up my phone lines, because as soon as I open up my phone lines, we're going to get, there's a troll listening who's going to try to get in here and start some problems. And I don't want that. Black Dragons is not here right now. As a matter of fact, Black Dragons will be in later. He had some things to do today, so he will be back later. He got some things going on. Probably maybe in the second hour, perhaps. So we'll look for him then. Because it's always a great show when the dragon's in, and he'll be in later, and he'll have some different stuff to talk about, and we'll be talking about our program schedule too at that point, and maybe other things, and we'll probably take a voice break here a little bit, play some music. I've got some now. What I plan to do with GJR in the future, actually. If I might be talking about that before we head into weather coming up here in about 11 minutes or so. What I plan to do with this station, GJR 247, which is the mainstream on Zeno, is I'm going to play more. It's going to be more music. Yeah, he's my administrator, Tick. Yeah, and I really appreciate that. I really do. What I plan to do with this stream is it's going to be on the 24-hour stream, is going to be a lot more music. And it's emerging artists. I have my own playlist, Hit Parade, whatever you call it. Songs that are from emerging artists, from SoundClick was one of them. And the other one is Jamendo, which is me and Black Dragons both use that one. And I have some friends who are musicians who I play their music as well. One is a friend of mine who helps me out with a lot of stuff. His name is Brian Harrison. And we have another guy that is related to him. His name is Michael J. Martin. And he's got a new mini CD out, a three or four disc set, and some new music. So we're going to feature some of that today during my break. I mean, it's some really good stuff that I know you'll like. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go into my MOR, middle of the road. That's what I call it, middle of the road, little of everything, MOR playlist. And it is a brand new song. Now, he gave me a better copy of this song, and I'm going to put it on the computer later because I got to review the album. It's a real good song. Matter of fact, it is a really good song, and it's fabulous. It's called "Till You Ride." This is Martin. Brand new music on GJR.
Let them all up and treat them all down. Well, you're a tall drink of whiskey and a Dixie cup, and I'm a straight shot of bourbon that don't give up. So come on, boy, and get in my tell-you-ride. Oh, yeah, come take a ride in my tell-you-ride. Beer in the back and a really good vibe. Pack some marbles and zip away my pocket. Light them all up and drink them all down. I see the soul down in the Midwest open. Up in the moonlight till the sun comes out. And oh, 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 oh. I wish I could say that it all worked out. I still recall without a doubt. She was what I needed that very day. That girl I love who sat on the beach. That girl I love, she's now out of reach. And I still remember the day she said it. She said, come take a ride and I'll tell you right. Here in the back and a really good vibe. That you had some marbles and a simple way to find it. The light of all up, the all down. Well, you're a tall drink of whiskey and a Dixie cup. I'm a straight shot of bourbon, but don't give up. So come on, boy, get in my tell-you-ride. Oh, yeah, come on, take a ride in my tell-you-ride. Got beer in the back and a really good vibe. That you had some bottles and a Zippo in my pocket. But light them all up and drink them all down. I see the soul down in the moon, open. From the moonlight till the sun comes up. Oh, 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 yeah. Come take a ride if I tell you right. Got beer in the back and a really good vibe. Got two bags of marbles and a zipper in my pocket. But light them all up and drink them all down. You're a tall drink of whiskey and a Dixie cup. And I'm a straight shot of bourbon and I don't give up. Come on, boy, get in, I tell you right. Come take a ride and I tell you right. Got beer in the back and a really Come take a ride if I tell you right. Got beer in the back and a really good vibe. Got two packs of marbles and a tickle in my pocket. We'll add them all up and drink them all down. Oh, yeah. Tall drink of whiskey in a Dixie cup, and I'm a straight shot of bourbon that don't give up. So come on, boy, and get in my Telluride. Come take a ride in my Telluride. Beer in the back and a really good vibe. Two bags of marbles and a zippo in my pocket. Light them all up and drink them all down. You're a tall drink of whiskey and a Dixie cup, and I'm a straight shot of bourbon that don't give up. So come on, boy, and get in my Telluride.
Yeah, great song.
Come on, boy, get in my Telluride.
Yeah. That is Till You Ride. And that is a good friend of mine. His name is Michael J. Martin. His name is Martin. And he comes out of, I don't know, he used to be in the Carolinas somewhere, but I think he moved. That is one of the new songs that's entered the number 20 on our up-and-coming top 20 here on GJR Radio. It's called Till You Ride, and that is Michael J. Martin, otherwise known as Martin. Brand new music on GJR, all emerging artists, and that's what we're going to be playing quite a bit, and that's going to be our playlist is going to consist of, of course, be royalty-free. Like Fly Dragons, you know, he's royalty free, and making sure that we keep in line with legalities a little bit. Although every once in a while, I'm going to stick in something popular because, you know, it can't catch all of us. You know what I'm saying? It can't catch all of us. You know, I remember when VCRs came out, there was a big hubbub over copyright issues when VCRs came on the market. And I thought, you know, what's the big deal? Because you're recording that, you're watching it in your private home. You're not like you're selling it. Now the problem I think came with that, with people who were reselling. Now I've seen this. I've gone to secondhand stores here in Clinton over a number of years, and looking at people who resell videotapes, you know, VHS, whatever, and they would put, you know, they were on the shelves were VHS tapes that were recorded off of HBO, Cinemax, you name it, they probably recorded it off there, you know? And I'm thinking, you know, you're illegally recording that, and your tapes are on the shelves of secondhand stores, and you don't realize that there is a copyright violation there. Because if you're reselling something that's been recorded off a videotape, more than likely, and you have it, you know, recorded off HBO, Cinemax, whatever, you know, there's infringement there, and you pretty much got to watch that. I don't know if there's been covered by ASCAP, BMI, RIAA. Stuff like that. But, you know, again, if that's the case, and I got a friend of mine there in Boone, who someone, and I'm serious, someone paid for him to legally play copyrighted songs. He got some kind of deal with somebody, and someone paid for his copyrights freedom. He can play anything he wants on his podcast because someone gave him a license to play copyrighted songs. And I thought, lucky, lucky, lucky man, because I wish that someone would do that for me. I really would. I mean, I would love to be able to, and if I were to win the lottery, that's what I would do. I put some money aside so that I could pay for a ASCAP license, or a license that would cover ASCAP and BMI, so that I could play what I want without worrying about it on here. Because I do play big band stuff, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Frank Sinatra, old stuff like that on here. And quite frankly, I shouldn't really. But see, my theory is this. A lot of those are old. You take a look at how old a lot of those are. Okay, you go back to Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, you know, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, some of his earlier stuff. I mean, you got to realize that was like 40, 50, 60, what, 70 years ago? I don't know. I got to do a little research on that. I don't know where copyright runs out on songs. Maybe someone can help me with that, but I don't know where the copyright ends. But something to really think about. Anyway, this half hour, this full hour of nonstop talk and fun has been brought to you by Podbean. Also being brought to you by GJR Radio Networks, bringing you brand new stuff with our Spring Spectacular 2024. We got brand new program. We got some new stuff, but it's going to be done a little differently. And I'll explain that next hour. A lot of things. And it also brought to you by Wix. W-I-X. You want to build a website? You can build it for free. There are all kinds of ways you do. You just build a website for free. So check that out. Wix. That will be bringing you the next hour of our show. This is the Gary Russin Saturday Show on GJR 247 on the Zeno stream. And, of course, mainly Podbean. That's Podbean. Check it out. We have a lot of good stuff there, a lot of good things that you can listen to. And you got to check out Podbean because there's a lot of good stuff there. Black Dragons Radio, me, Old Man Podcast, Tick, Yancey. I don't know if you do a show or not. Let me know if you do. I'll promote it. Okay. I will promote it. So, you know, just let me know what kind of show you do. And I'll tune in and listen. You know, what time it comes on, what have you. Because I promote just like the old man and the old man's podcast. So anybody out there has got, and Black Dragons does it too. So let me know what time your shows come down. I'm going to be writing on a lot of the shows and what time they start. Because Tick, I don't know, you don't, whether or not you have a specific time that you go on the air, because I know I catch you, I catch your icons once in a while. So I don't know what time you start your shows, but how regular you are. So, you know, send me a few time slots there and we'll listen to you. So, yeah, Podbean, Podbean. Check it out. It's a great place to broadcast. And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of really good stuff on here. And there are a lot of great podcasters. Big Chief Thunder. He's kind of another one that I can't tell whether or not he's going to be on. He's usually on weeknights talking about UFOs and stuff. But I mean, there's a lot of great topics of conversation and a lot of good stuff. One that I want to promote right away off the bat, and I want to say congratulations on spreading the gospel, and that is Kilted Christian. Me and Black Dragons have been listening to him every night this past week. This guy is fabulous. The word of God is spread with this guy. He's going to go to heaven for sure. This guy is fabulous. Kilted Christian. Check him out because I'll tell you what, he will tell you a lot of things in the Bible. He loves the Lord. And, you know, he's fabulous. Kilted Christian. Every Monday through Thursday, I think. I'm not sure if Friday he's on or not. But he does a good show. So check him out, Kilted Christian. And that's on Podbean at 8 p.m. Central Time. Check it out, Kilted Christian, right here on Podbean. And really good show. really good show. I like to listen to his music. His preaching is incredible. So thank you so much for that, Kilted. And Yancey, the governor, I don't know if you have a show or not, but let me know if you do. Anybody has a show, let me know, and I will promote it right here on GJR, okay? And I will do that because, just to let people know that you're out there. That's the most important thing. Let's take a look at our Weather on the Fives. Now, Weather on the Fives on GJRB. Okay, and I'll tell you some of the temperatures across America right now, and there's some interesting weather in Nevada. They're under a wind advisory there until Sunday morning at 2 a.m. Northwest winds 25 to 35 miles per hour, gusting to 55 in Las Vegas. So be aware of that if you're in Las Vegas. A lot of stuff there, and they're getting quite a bit of bad weather there. So if you're up there, please do be careful when traveling because, wind will blow around a car like paper. So please be careful. 25 degrees in Bangor, Maine, 69 degrees in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Salem, Illinois is 49 degrees. Weather on the Fives, 25 and 55 minutes past the hour or any time of the hour that ends in 5, 15, 25, 35, 45, or 55 minutes past each hour on all live shows of the Gary Russin Program. Gary Russin Show. Well, it used to be called the Gary Russin Program, but I changed the name a number of years back. Gary Russin Saturday Show and other live shows here on GJR Radio on both Podbean and on the 24-hour stream on Zeno. Weather on the Fives. And you got Gary J. Russin with you. Hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks, Black Dragon. Thanks, Tick, for joining in on our show. And Chuck, we've got more to come, so don't go away. We've got a lot more on the way here on the Saturday show. So stand by. We'll be right back. This is the GJR Radio Network.
If you're a new emerging artist and want your songs out there, the place to go is Reverb Nation. Reverb Nation was ideally devoted to music for new artists from every town and every state in the U.S. If you're a solo artist and recording your own music, it's Reverb Nation. Stop on by, visit, listen to the music, check out the site, www.reverbnation.com. Put your music out there and gain an audience. Go to Reverb Nation for the best in new music. And remember, if you like your songs playing on GJRB Online is up and coming, drop me an email at GaryJ65@yahoo.com. And I'll be playing your song on all GJRB Online shows. Remember the name, Reverb Nation.
Do you want thought-provoking, informative roundtable discussion of world events and how it relates to Bible prophecy? Tune in to The Last 7 Days. Every other week, men and women discuss the events of today and how it will progress to the end time events. Join us for The Last 7 Days, Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, 20 hours UTC on GJRB 247. Remember when FM stations played the kind of music that was instrumental, soft, easy? It's back. Easy Nights with artists like 101 Strings, Montalbani, Ray Conniff Singers, to Frank Sinatra, Harry Connick Jr., and more. This is the beautiful sound that you heard on the FM radio 24/7. Lie down after a hard day's work and listen to music that used to occupy a number of spots on the early FM dial. In restaurants, in doctor's offices. Yes, it's music, but it's good. Easy Nights. Sunday with a worship version. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Central. Wednesday nights at midnight Central. On GJRB. Coast to coast and way out there, fans, listen up. If you like UFO conspiracies, ghosts, and the paranormal, you'll love Spaced Out Radio. Speakers answer the Coast to Coast AM with more interesting guest experts in the paranormal and UFOs each month. If you like way out there, you'll love Spaced Out Radio. Own the night with Spaced Out Radio with Dave Scott. Nightly at 11 p.m. Central, 12 o'clock midnight Eastern, and 9 p.m. Pacific. On Spreaker. On the SOR YouTube channel. End times are upon us, and we need to know what's happening. Knowing the truth is key to survival. There are lots of news events going on in the world that have certain significance to end time happenings. Listen, as men and women gather to discuss the news and how it lines up with Bible prophecy on the last 7 days. All right, it is 4 o'clock Central Daylight Time.
Yeah.
5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Pacific, and it is 2100 hours UTC. And welcome back to the Gary Russin Saturday Show here on GJR Radio. Gary J. Russin with you as we do the next hour. Welcome to the new hour of the Gary Russin Saturday Show. We've got a lot more coming up this hour, more good stuff on the way. Yancey, the governor in the chat room. We have Chuck. We have Tick. We're ready to go for another hour, and we should have Black Dragons in the next hour. Also going to open up the lines and let it be you to come into the line, because coming up in this hour, we're going to be full free form. Maybe a break at the bottom of the hour to split our show in half. For the final hour, we'll be doing a board switch at 4:30 Central Time, 2:30 Pacific, and 5:30 Eastern. So just to be aware of that, there'll be a board switch at that point, so that you know that that's what it's going to be here. And yeah, just to be aware of that. And be ready for it. Let's see what we got here. I don't want to exit the room. Why is this on there? Minimize. Okay, I'm gonna go back in there. Anyway, this is kind of crazy. I have to do this because if I do that, then I hit the call button. And I've already called myself like 3 or 4 times already on here. So that's why I flip out of the board on here, because I already have the board on the screen. And I can see you or whoever in the chat room. But I kind of take the chat room off my phone because I'll accidentally call myself. Done that. It's just that, you know, the smartphone screens are really sensitive, and if you just touch it the right way, I accidentally called I started calling the old man the other morning, and I didn't mean to, because I really didn't have my earphones, and I'd rather use my earphones if I'm going to call another podcast, because otherwise it causes a lot of confusion otherwise. So I'm just kind of being careful in that department, you know, because it'll get confusing after a while. But thanks a lot for sticking around and enjoying the show here, the Saturday show on GJR Radio. Beautiful day in Clinton. We have a beautiful blue sky, sunshine today, although it is kind of on the cold side. Chilly here in Clinton, Iowa at this point. We've had, again, oddball weather for this time of year. It has been oddball. As a matter of fact, it's 37 degrees under sunny skies here in Clinton, Iowa. And we'll do a Clinton, Iowa weather forecast coming up a little later on here before we take the board switch. So just to be aware of people listening who may be listening from our very own hometown, I'd like to know what the weather's going to be here in town. Otherwise, we just leave it to the nation. And, gonna do that. Let's see. I'm going to go up to continue talking about our program schedule. GJR Radio is changing a little bit of thing. Originally, I was going to have this full scale schedule that I made up that was on my website, and that schedule I don't think I can meet. I gave myself too many shows. Let's be honest, I did. I got too many shows, and a lot of these shows cannot air all at the same time. So what I'm doing is I'm breaking it up. I'm going to have certain shows on certain months. and it's gonna get broken up a little bit. Like this month, the only shows you're gonna hear is gonna be my Christian rock shows, which will be on WGJR Worldwide. And that's where I'm going to get there. Now, what's going to happen is I'm going to do, now Black Dragons and I both have three streams going. Two I have on my Zeno, the one that I'm simulcasting on right now, which is GJR 247, and my Christian stream, which is WGJR Worldwide. And it was named after my original radio station that I had in my basement when I was a kid, when I was young. I had a little FM outfit, and it was cool back in those days because when I first started out doing that, I had rigged up a couple of two automatic, the old automatic record changers. I had two of them. I didn't have any speakers hooked up to them. I had an amplifier. Receiver, and I had everything all lined up in the mixer, both the turntables and a double cassette deck boom box I had. And I had that wired into a mixer, a Radio Shack mixer. And then I had that lined into an amplifier and the FM transmitter, which was just a little puny microphone. I had that embedded into a stereo speaker so that it would pick up on the radio. And I had a little antenna that I built from a Rector set, which I never used anymore, kind of outgrew it. But I still kind of thought, well, I just build an antenna. You know, these things are made of metal anyway. So me and my friend did that. He built helped me build it, and we made this little mini tower. We lined up the carport with like lines and lines of copper wiring. Antenna across the. The neighbors were picking us up. It's just, I was like, oh man, how far is that going? How far are we going out? And we had a blast in those days. I'm going to get a hold of my friend Raymond Leach and tell him about Podbean. He needs to get on here. He really does. He's another fabulous. We could be talking the old times. It would be a great podcast. I'm going to get a hold of him too for a guest spot on this show. Or, one of these times, because he's got all kinds of memories, what we used to do. But that was our home radio station, WGJR. And I was on it at that time, 91.3. Then I moved over to 97.3. I was there for a while, and then I went to 97.5. And that was really hopping in the 80s. And it was a pop top 40 station, and I was playing all the big ones, like no one was hearing it. I was only going like maybe at best 50 feet. I'm not gonna say any further than that. Maybe 50 if we were cracking 60, it more than likely. And it was a fun time. It really was. I that was the start of my radio career, because I thought for sure. I mean, I had sent audition reels to radio stations when I was 15. I think it was about 14 or 15 when I started doing it, because people told me, you have to start early in this career. You have to start early in this career. You have to start when you're a teenager. And I did. I tried. I tried getting into radio stations. I put audition reels in the WMBA, which was our local radio station back home. It was the AM outfit, 1460 on the AM dial. It was a daytimer. They went off the air at sunset, but they were a great radio station. That would have been my stepping stone, because it would have been the start of something, but things just didn't work out for me. And it's a long story. I could write a novel about it. Serious. I could. It just, I could have. It would have been wild if I would have wrote a novel about it. But I, you know, at that time, I was angrier than I am now. Because I was angry. I wanted to write a novel and I want to be honest, I wanted to write a novel in contempt. I wanted to write a novel to smear the people who prevented me from having a broadcasting career. I really did. But I thought about it. And as a Christian now, it was wrong. All I would say is that it was just a stroke of bad luck. And I'm not going to say luck. Misfortune. Because as a Christian, you don't believe in luck. It was a misfortune that I didn't get the opportunity to get a radio job at a terrestrial radio station because I had what it took. I went, you know, I when I was 10, and I have this all in the brief history on my webpage under About, but basically I had a set of records. There were phonograph records from the Columbia School of Broadcasting. And I took a course with a booklet, and it was records. And I was, you know, I was taking a broadcasting course when I was in school, you know, in grade school, tail end of it, going into high school. I spent most of my high school years trying to get in the radio, trying to get on WNBA. And to no avail, just never turned out. Things just didn't work in my direction. I had a mother who wanted me to be a Catholic priest, which at the point, you know, I'm thinking, no, you have to have a calling. You just don't push someone to be a priest. It just doesn't make sense. I went on to try various ways to get on the radio. And so I decided, well, then I went, I had a CB radio. It was a JCPenney 23 channel. And I'd get on there and start DJing and playing like maybe two snippets of a song just to make it feel like I'm on radio for real. I had some listeners. I had some people on there. I was the timekeeper. And then I graduated up. When I graduated high school, I had money saved up and I purchased a Cobra 2000 GTL Cadillac line of Cobras, because they are the Cadillac line of Cobra CB radios. They were incredible. That thing had guts. I used to talk to England on that thing. Matter one time, we had, you know, when the daytime you had DX, and I would get on in the daytime and shout DX. I had a Starduster on a fence, barely getting over the hill, but I used to really push out. And if I cranked up my gain on my CB, and then I had a power mic on my CB, really cool power mic, looked like a professional microphone. I cranked that puppy up and I would shout DX. One day it was real cold out. We had like ice and snow on my Starduster. That ice and snow helped me get out. I shouted CQDX 560 Western Pennsylvania. A guy answered me from England. There's no joke, from England. This guy heard me in England. And it was like, this is cool. And it kind of got me a little taste of being a ham radio operator, because I was going to do that. I was going to get a ham license. Me and my friend were studying the code and everything. It just never came about. So, you know, it was all fun, really. I had a good time in those days, teenage years, trying to get into radio. But, and then I went to the Ohio School of Broadcasting in Cleveland, Ohio, in the spring of 1983. March 14th, actually, I think marked Oh, I don't know how many years. I have to look that up. But anyway, I was in Cleveland for like 9 months. Yeah, number of times a woman has a baby, 9 months. Doing broadcast training at the Ohio School of Broadcasting in Cleveland. And that was, I thought I'd get somewhere after that, but apparently just wasn't in the cards. But I kept on trying. And then the fourth course, of course, was Black Hawk College in Moline. When that was like a number of years back. And so at least I got a job for like 4 or 5 years working for a public television station as a master control operator. So, you know, at least I got something out of it. Not much, but something. And then came the internet and podcasting. And here I am. Just fabulous. 16 minutes after 4 o'clock Central Time. This is the Gary Russin Saturday Show, and I want to continue talking about some stuff and get into the really good, interesting things. I was going to play a few things, but I just remembered a cord that I was going to plug in my phone. You know, the cord I was going to use to plug in my phone to the mixer. I can't find it. So, because I had some bits with CJ's and stuff like that. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have another Way Out There show coming up again in next month. I'm going to work on another Way Out There show. So I'm going to make up everything that I got messed up today. This is all freeform today. I'm just going to forfeit those features, and I will put them on the next show, which I'm going to do another Way Out There preview show. And then I got another Way Out There set for April, as a matter of fact. I believe it's April 12th, if I'm not mistaken. That is the Way Out There show I'll be doing. And that's going to be closed lines. Unless Black Dragons joins me on that show, that will be closed lines because I have a lot of features on that show and I do not want to be interrupted. So I'm going to be, lines will be closed on that program. I'm going to have quite a bit of features that I want to make up and some things that I want to have on that show. So it's going to be lines closed for that Way Out There show. And that will be on April 12th, approximately, here on Podbean and on GJR 247. Okay, and let's see. Going to do right now is get ready. About 18 minutes after 4, so we're going to start thinking about getting ready to do a board flip and a local break. So we're going to get ready for that, a break on the air here. So I'm going to be doing a board flip pretty soon. And we're going to do that board flip here. And let's see here. And going to run some promos then. Locally, some local spots on a 9-foot signal. And then I'll be back after that with more of the Saturday show. And it'll be nonstop talk from the rest of the show. Nonstop talk for the rest of the show after that. So be aware of that. And I'll have a lot of more good stuff to talk about. Hopefully Black Dragons will join me in that second half. So, we're hoping so anyway. He had a lot to do today. I guess he had some stuff to do. So he said he was going to be late today. So I can understand that with some stuff he's got to do. And so, that's all right. It's important to take care of things. And that's what we have to do. And let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and knock that out. Knock that out. Okay. All right, 3339. Okay, let's see. Yeah. I don't need weather on the fives yet. Okay, intro weather on the fives, nope. And that will get me back on the air here. Back, and then we'll be non-stopped all the way after that. No more promo breaks. We're just going to go wall to wall right after we take this break. So just to let you know about that, wall to wall, folks, we're going to be getting into the fun part of the show. And again, it's going to be a little bit of way out there, a little bit of that. And again, the features will not play because this Podbean doesn't pick up anything off the internet. So I don't know where the wire is to plug my phone into the board, which I would do if that was the case. Somewhere I had that wire here. It was sitting on the floor and I was using it because I watched my story, my Days of Our Lives, and I listened to it in earphones, and that cord, the little remote control that goes to my Roku box doesn't work anymore with the earphone part. So now I kind of took that cord out and it's probably on the floor somewhere. Again, I'll just have to clean up and we'll do another show another time and we'll play some of the segments, because I've got CJ's is a girl that tells really good scary stories. She's on the Facebook Reels. Watch for her. CJADES. Cute young lady. She tells stories and she watches videos. Gets kind of freaked out in some of the videos. It's kind of hilarious to see her do that. But her main point is to tell weird stories. It's sent to her by people. Some of those stories are scary. And we're going to play some of them on the future edition of Way Out There. So tune in for that. Also, Swamp Dwellers coming back. Swamp Dweller, I got into from Spaced Out Radio, like I said earlier, and basically telling all kinds of weird stories about people who get stuck in the forest or the woods and come across all kinds of weird stuff. So that's kind of, creatures and what have you, like Dog Man and all those, There's some other ones that I'm going to talk with Black Dragons, too. There's one that I know for sure that's real scary. And I can't remember his name, what it is. I think it's the Jersey Devil. I think that's what it is. I'm going to look up that one, too, because that's another scary one. And a few other ones. So that's coming up on the future edition of Way Out There here on GJR. But meanwhile, back in the jungle, we're going to talk about our program schedule. Like I said before, while I'm here, things are going to get changed. Like I said, I'm rotating the platforms. The live streams. Me and Black Dragons have at least three streams. One is Caster.fm. The one I'm on is Zeno. That's GJR247 with two streams. That's GJR247 if he's listening on there. And then I have another stream called WGJR Worldwide. That's our Christian. I talked about WGJR. I named it after my old radio station back home in Ambridge. And it's Christian now. And I have a lot of good programs on there. And then a new one called Memories Radio. Memories Radio is going to be fabulous. I'm working on that one. It's going to be old-time radio, classic drama programs, old shows. They're going to be doing it like MeTV does with TV. It's going to be classic reruns of old radio shows. Now, a lot of these old radio shows are public domain. Majority of them. The Shadow. I think some of the old Gunsmokes. They have Gun Will Travel. There's a show that I'm going to have all the Westerns together. I'm going to have a Western extravaganza there. Old Westerns like I said, we're going to have, hi, Ron Johnston, 14. Welcome to the Saturday show. We're going to have a lot of shows like The Lone Ranger and Have Gun Will Travel, all those classics. Those are going to be on Memories Radio, including old commercials. It's going to sound like, you know, what TV Land used to do for TV. This is what's going to do for radio. Old commercials for old products that don't exist anymore. Duds, those old laundry detergent. White Swan, I think. Some Swan, that was the dish soap. Commercials for like Studebaker, Oldsmobile, cars that don't make anymore. Stuff like that, the Nash Rambler, stuff like that, old commercials. And it's going to be fabulous. All these old radio shows are going to be on GJR's new stream, Memories Radio. And it's going to include old stuff like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. It's going to be fabulous. So you want to check that out. Memories Radio coming to caster.fm. You want to check that out. It's going to be fabulous. Tell you what we're going to do right now, that we're going to get ready, because it's time now for another Weather on the Fives. Let's do it, folks. Now, Weather on the Fives on GJRB. Okay, we're going to do weather for Clinton, Iowa. It's a beautiful day today. I mean, we've had outstanding weather, but it's been really weird. Yesterday, we had snow on the ground. It was snowing in the morning, and then it's gone. I mean, there's barely any snow left on the ground. That's how weird this weather is. Here, and of course, when you're in the Midwest, you can get all four seasons in one day. Gotta tell you, it happens. I mean, I've seen it happen. Four seasons in one day. I'm not kidding you. Let's see here. I'm gonna take a look at Clinton right now. Again, 37 degrees under sunny skies right now here in Clinton, Iowa. A relative humidity standing at 53%, visibility 9.9 miles, barometric pressure 30.31 inches of mercury, or 2.21 degrees. Getting into some of the weather, it's a beautiful day today. Take a look at the surrounding areas. Cedar Rapids is 38 degrees right now, and I believe they're getting snow in Cedar Rapids, or rain or something there. Davenport's 41 degrees, 38 degrees in Dubuque, and Rockford, Illinois, 35 degrees. Here in Clinton, Iowa, though, expecting, again, sunny day, 37 degrees, mostly sunny, 3% chance of precipitation. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly cloudy. I have a high expected to be 44 degrees. We have a 15% chance of precipitation. And on Monday, 57% chance of light rain Monday. And the high is going to reach 57 degrees. Yeah, well, I guess we're getting spring weather. There's no doubt about that. 57 degrees, so that's looking good there. And then 26 degrees on Tuesday, more rain expected, 43 is the high. And then only and mostly sunny, 44 degrees on Wednesday. So Wednesday's looking really good. Wednesday's not bad. Weather on the Fives, 25 and 55 minutes past the hour, or any time in the hour that ends in 5, 15, 25, 35, 45, or 55 minutes past the hour here on GJR Radio. Tell you what, you guys listening on here, come back, because what I'm going to do right now is going to do what I call a board switch. I'm going to do this only because Podbean gives me that 2-minute warning at 5 o'clock, and I have to flip anyway. So I like to flip now, so I don't have to do it at 5 o'clock. So I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back with more of the Saturday show. Got more coming up in this hour, so I hope you'll tune in. In the next half hour, we'll see if we can get Black Dragons in, and it's going to be freeform all the way, nonstop talk till the end of the show at 6 o'clock Central Time. You might want to check out some of the stuff we're going to do. We'll talk a little bit more about our programming. If you have any questions about our what we do here at GJR Radio, you can call in at that point, and we'll have the lines open, and you can get in on the fun here on the Gary Rustin Saturday Show, because we do have fun here. When it gets really rolling, Black Dragons gets in here, and he's my administrator. He helps me through the show and keeps away all the trolls. And I got an idea, exactly. I'm going to talk about that when I come back from the break. An idea for a PSA against trolls. So check that out. We're going to talk about that coming up next. So it's all on the way as we continue the Gary Russin Saturday Show. Hang in there. We'll be right back with more of the Gary Russin Saturday Show after this break on the GJR Radio Network. Stand by. We'll be right back. The Karen Milk Conservative Podcast is now called The Ed Delgado Show. Same show, different name. Still the same commentary with Wisconsin and national politics. Tune in every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central with a replay every Saturday, either at 12 o'clock noon or 1 p.m., depending on the length of his program. Listen to the best of conservative talk radio with The Ed Delgado Show. Now, Ed is on video. Subscribe to the Ed Delgado YouTube channel, like it, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any videos. Listen here, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 0100 UTC. Repeated Saturdays, right here on GJRB 247.
Hi, it's Sarah at Classic Body Works, Clinton's go-to full-service auto body shop. We've been family-owned and operated for 40 years. Our state-of-the-art facility and certified technician.